This week, it's quite possible you've heard priests in your parish appeal for donations to help the church in the Holy Land, where the Christian population has plummeted to less than 2%. That in large part because the violence in recent years scared off pilgrims and tourists, on whom many local Christians depend for their very livelihood. The head of the Catholic Church in the Holy Land, Patriarch Michel Sabah of Jerusalem, says it is a heavy cross that local Christians are carrying this Lenten season.
We have told our people, first of all, to fast, to accept the crosses which we meet every day in our life. And the crosses which we meet are this general situation of deprivation. And then the Lent means to get nearer to God, which means that we believe in God, and therefore, despite all difficulties, we keep hoping in God. God is good, and one day His goodness will prevail over all this evil of war and conflict which is prevailing now in these days among our two peoples, Israel and Palestinian. And then it is a time, of course, for charity. Even though those who have not, they have to think about those who have less than them.
And Lent takes on full meaning in the daily work of the Franciscans, who, on behalf of the popes, have for hundreds of years been caring for and protecting the holy sites in the Holy Land.
The condition of the Church in every respect has, humanly speaking, been so fragile, precarious and uncertain in large tracts of the region for so long that one learns more easily to do what a Christian should do anywhere and everywhere. Put not trust in princes or in any mere mortals, but put one's trust entirely in divine providence.
But despite what Franciscan Father David Yeager says, divine providence can't be expected to pay all the bills and for all the assistance programs run in the Holy Land. That's why every Good Friday, and this Friday is no exception, churches around the world take up a special collection to help Christians in the Middle East. The Franciscan custody in the Holy Land receive most of the funds for maintaining the holy sites and supporting local Christians.
And the two-thirds is an important part of providing for the multiple religious, educational, and charitable works of the Franciscan friars in the Holy Land and elsewhere in the Middle East.
Since the visit of St. Francis, 1219, the Franciscan friars were present here to take care of the holy places in all the Holy Land. The Franciscans discovered the different places and they maintained it. For that, the Holy Father, since many years, gave order or asked the help of all the Christians in all the world to help the custody of the Holy Land, to maintain these shrines, to be opened for all the Christians in all the world. The shrines are 74 places, and the Franciscans do all their best to discover them, to continue the discovering, to make the reparation, to maintain it, to keep it open for all the visitors from all the world during all the year. For that, the collection helps us to maintain, first of all, these holy shrines.
Father Abdel Masia is General Administrator for the Franciscan Custody in the Holy Land. The Good Friday collection ends up on his desk in Jerusalem and is then distributed to local Christians through the Franciscans' many jobs, housing, social, and educational projects. Every effort is made to keep the few Christians left from leaving the Holy Land.
We are living in a very critical situation, so we take care of the Christians to stay in the Holy Land, not to immigrate outside of the Holy Land. If not, the Holy Land will be only museums. So the custody, since long time, gave houses and bought it for the Christians. We have 392 families who are living in the old city. We have also St. James Housing Project, 42 houses. Bethany Project, it's 22 house apartments, I mean. We have St. Paul and St. Anthony, 23 apartments. We are doing the project of St. Francis near Betfaji, about 70 apartments. And the project of the Child Jesus in Bethlehem, 36 houses. These projects to keep the Christians around the holy places and to keep them in their homes and to maintain them. We have also educational activities like schools. We have 17 schools, 2 orphanages to take care about them. We have many places like Bethlehem, like Jericho. We cover also the fees of the schools for the students. We give also a scholarship for the students for the universities. We gave about 305 scholarships, the total of $450,000 a year, approximately. It's for scholarships for all the students. A condition that the students will study only in the Middle East, and they study to remain here in the Middle East in their countries. We have also parishes, about 29 parishes in the responsibility of the Franciscan custody of the Holy Land. In these parishes, we take care of the pastoral activities and offer also clubs, scout boys, and other activities nearby. We have also old age homes. We have 3 old age homes to maintain the old people and in different places, and we cover all the expenses there. Our activities are not only in Israel and Palestine. It covers all the area: Syria, Lebanon, Jordan, Egypt, and the Holy Land.
Well, it sounds like you're doing an incredible amount of good work there. How many people would you say you're able to help in total?
It depends of each activity, but in total we help more than 50,000 persons.
Now, you mentioned earlier, Father Abdel, that you do have scholarships for students to study in the universities in the Middle East, but there's one fundamental thing. Are these kids able to find jobs at home when they do finish their university studies?
We have a committee to take care of these students. We follow them during their studies. And now we have a committee of people who can help these students to look for a work for them. In the custody, we are giving work to 500 persons. And in Casanovas, for example, it's a place as a guest houses for the pilgrims. We have many workers. We created in Bethlehem a kind of committee to help the people to find a work for them. For example, each work is needed for the young people, for the churches. So we call a group of people we ask the benefactors to give us some donations according to the salary of every day that we give, and we maintain their presence in Bethlehem and Jericho and other places.
Now, we've heard in the past that many Palestinians are living off of $2 or less a day. How much does a Palestinian or a Christian family there in the Holy Land, how much do they need to survive?
Each day, around $25 is needed for each family to live a proper life. About $25 each day for a family.
And you can help the Holy Land's Christian families by making a contribution to the Good Friday collection in your local church. Or you can contact the administrator of the Franciscans, Father Abdel Masia, directly on his email. That's economo@custodia.org. Again, that's economo@custodia.org. Also, to find out more about the good work the Franciscans are doing in the Holy Land, you can check out their website. Just look up the Franciscan Custody of the Holy Land on any search engine, which will direct you to their page.